The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 7th. Today's word is schadenfreude, spelled S-C-H-A-D-E-N-F-R-E-U-D-E. Schadenfreude is a noun that means enjoyment obtained from the troubles of others. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Boston Globe by Chad Finn. Much attention and a decent amount of schadenfreude has been paid to the relative erosion of the NFL's massive television ratings in recent years. The word schadenfreude is a compound of the German nouns schaden, meaning damage or harm, and freude, meaning joy. So it makes sense that schadenfreude means joy over some harm or misfortune suffered by another. What a fearful thing it is that any language should have a word expressive of the pleasure which men feel at the calamities of others, wrote Richard Trench of Dublin, an archbishop with literary predilections of the German word schadenfreude in 1852. Perhaps it was just as well he didn't live to see the word embraced by English speakers before the century was out. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.